With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A Democratic U.S. senator champions the cause of an illegal alien, a Salvadoran national deported by the Trump administration and imprisoned in his homeland as an alleged MS-13 gang member.
I told his wife and his family I would do everything possible to bring him home.
Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen on landing in El Salvador on a mission to free Kilmar Abrego Garcia, sent to a notorious gang prison there by the Trump administration, despite an immigration court order preventing his deportation. Van Hollen says he met with El Salvador's vice president. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt blasted Van Hollen for making the trip.
Potentially using taxpayer dollars to demand the release of deported, illegal, alien MS-13 terrorist.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Patty Moran says she finds it hard to fathom the Democrats' preoccupation with the supposed rights of those who entered the U.S. illegally, including criminals like the one who brutalized and murdered her daughter, Rachel, in Maryland.
We are American citizens. We need to protect our families, our borders, our children.
Patty Moran at yesterday's White House press briefing. Also at SRNNews.com, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says that defeating autism must be a national priority.
There's a recent study by Blaxall et al. And a team of other researchers said that the cost of treating autism in this country by 2035, so within 10 years, will be $1 trillion a year. This is added to already astronomical health care costs.
The latest estimate, 1 in 31 American children are autistic. The European Central Bank cutting interest rates for the seventh time in a row. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 573. SRN News. The White House is taking on Ivy League schools over anti-Semitism.
Several large universities have been targeted in the Trump administration's aggressive crackdown against campus anti-Semitism. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt describes the effort as common sense.
Jewish American students, or students of any faith, should not be illegally harassed and targeted on our nation's college campuses.
Harvard University is the first school to openly defy the Trump administration's demands for sweeping changes, citing its constitutional rights. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
The National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference is applauding Governor Mike Huckabee's confirmation as a new U.S. ambassador to Israel. Conference President, the Reverend Samuel Rodriguez, describing Huckabee as a defender of life and liberty and a prophetic voice for this generation. The group is the largest Latino Christian network in America, representing millions of Christian believers. This is SRN News. Americans went shopping last month. Retail sales surged.
It was fueled by a spending spree on foreign-made new big-ticket items, from gadgets to cars, before President Trump's new tariffs started kicking in. Retail sales rose a better-than-expected 1.4% in March, after rising 0.2% in February, according to the Commerce Department. Retail sales fell 1.2% in January, hurt in part because cold weather kept more Americans indoors, denting sales at car dealers and most other stores. Excluding sales at auto dealers, sales rose only 0.5%. John Scott reporting.
Federal judge set to hear arguments in lawsuits seeking to block President Trump's recent executive order on elections. Among other things, the order adds a proof of citizenship requirement to the federal voter registration form, but also tighten mail ballot deadlines. More details, SRNNews.com.